Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. How about greeting each other and passing the peace of God to each of your components and your colleagues sitting with you on the pews and across the aisle? I was just asked if you can cross the aisle if you're a Methodist, and yes, we cross the aisle as Methodists. Now, if you would, please be seated and let's prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation, which you will find on the top inside of your bulletin. The first thing I'd like for you to do is please turn to the back of your bulletin and notice on the top back page there have been two date changes. You need to notice that the Wednesday night gatherings will return on August the 24th. Another date has been published, but this is the one you need to mark on your calendar. The Wednesday night gatherings will begin again for August the 24th, and we're asking for feedback. We'd like some information about programs that you would like to hear, things that you are interested in doing. So please contact Kathy Kelly or Emmy, or send the church an email if you're one of the electronic folks. Also, please notice Promotion Sunday is scheduled for August the 28th. That had another date that has been previously published, and we're going to be doing the August the 28th date. I also would like to urge you to look at the newsletter that you got. We're doing them every 2 weeks. The last newsletter has the opening about the Good News Club. A lot of good information about the Good News Club and the impact that it's having on our youngsters in Greenwood. It still amazes us, those of us who know anything at all about technology and everything else. We think everybody knows about God and Jesus. There are kids in Greenwood who do not know God's name and who do not have Jesus Christ in their lives. This is a very important outreach that we're doing in this community. Please come and be a part of it. I'd also like to call to your attention the insert that was in the newsletter that has to do with various Bible study opportunities. Please read them, look at them, and see where you might find a place for your own spiritual growth. Now, let us continue with our worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ. Thank you.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. Let us hold fast to what is good. Rejoice in hope. Persevere in prayer. Give us joyfully in love. Stand firm in one spirit. Strive side by side with one mind. And worship God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Thank you. Please remain standing and join me in the invocation found in your bulletin. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh upon us. As we gather in this place, allow your spirit to fill our very being. As we worship today, we remember our brothers and sisters who are worshiping elsewhere throughout the world. Inspire each of us to work more faithfully for justice and dignity of life everywhere. Raise our vision above the barrier of color, culture, and creed that separate us. Give us wisdom as we deal with one another. Help us to recognize and to respect different ways rather than to judge. In the spirit of Jesus, who came to be served, but to serve, we must now walk in the world. We must reach out our hand, help, and open our hearts in love. Awaken us the desire to seek your way and serving you in the world. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's epistle reading is from the 10th chapter of Romans, verses 5 through 15. Hear now a reading from God's Word. For Moses writes that the law's way of making a person right with God requires obedience to all of its commands. But faith's way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth, and don't say who will go down to the place of the dead to bring Christ back to life again. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is his Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously and to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As we move into our time of prayer, let us remember those who are ongoing in our prayer list and those whose names we have in our hearts. This prayer is a prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Now let us give our tithes and our offerings.
Lift among the least of these, the weary and the weak, and it would be a tragedy for me to turn away. have supplied. When I was dead, you gave me life. So how could I not give it away so freely? Yeah, and I'll follow you into the homes of the broken. Follow you into the world. Yeah, meet the needs for the poor and the needy, God. Follow you into the world. Use my hands, use my feet to make your kingdom come. And through corners of the earth until your work is done. 'Cause faith without works is dead, and on that cross your blood was shed. So how could I not give it away so freely? Yeah, and I'll follow you into the homes that are broken.
Holy God, as we come here to acknowledge that some go to faraway places and to homes that need a hand. And some cannot go physically, but they can support those who do go. We thank you, dear God, for this offering that enables people everywhere in the world to respond with the love of Christ. Use these gifts, Almighty God, for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. And bless giver and gift, and those who have not, or those who chose not to give this day. To you we give glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Now we invite the children to come forward for children's time. And don't forget to bring your change. Miss Kathy is actually in the hospital right now, so y'all keep her in your prayers. But y'all bring your change forward. And did you know that y'all are now trying to buy a llama? Right? Llama, that's right? For Heifer International? Why don't y'all come sit on the floor? I want to see your face. Colby, will you come here? I need your help. Will you hold out your hands? I forgot to bring the boxes. Will you hold out your hands and gather all of their change in your hands? Gotta improvise. So while Colby is gathering your change for the llama that you're buying, I want you to give yourself a pat on the back for buying a sheep. That's pretty awesome that y'all have raised that much money to buy a sheep to go to people who need it. And now you're raising money to buy a llama so that somebody in another country can use that to live. You have some more over here. okay, so... Do things look a little different up here this morning? Do they look different? Yeah. How so? There's a big screen. The choir's not there. Jessica is wearing jeans and a t-shirt in traditional service. Yeah. Do you know what today is? Do you know what today is? Anybody? Today is Salkahatchee Sunday. Do y'all know what Salkahatchee is? Do y'all know what Salkahatchee is? Anybody? Cecily? It's when you go work on homes that need help. That's exactly right. So back in June, I took a group of youth and adults to West Metro Salkahatchee, which is in Columbia, to go work on homes. And we were there from Saturday to Saturday. And then Miss Kathy took a group earlier in July, and they went to Bamberg and did the same thing. So we're out in the heat of the day working on these people's houses, doing anywhere from roofs to floors to plumbing to kitchen. Some of us ripped out cabinets. Some of us ripped out, like, a whole entire wall, which can you imagine having your whole wall ripped out in your house and put back in a week? It's happened to you? Wow. Well, we did all of this work in a week, and it was a lot of hard work. And there are times when, especially during like the middle of the week, when I thought that we just were not going to get it all done, and I was really starting to get nervous. I guess it was Thursday. We work Monday through Friday, so Thursday. We're trying to get the floor back into the kitchen that I was working on my site, and I'm having the hardest time. And I actually brought a piece of that flooring with me. This is a piece of floor that I tried to put down in the house that I was working on. And if you can come close, you'll see that there's little grooves right here, and the grooves right there, you snap the pieces together, and they make like a floor. Do y'all understand that? So, like, you're trying to snap these pieces together, and the floor is not level, so it's hard. Like, the floor is still going like this, so it's hard to snap it together. And I am just getting so frustrated and angry. And we, the adults on that site had to actually stay later and work because we had to go to plan B because this wasn't working. And so on the last night, everybody brings a symbol. During the whole week, they're trying to find a symbol that just represents the whole week for them. And so I brought this as my symbol because I was just really down in the dumps and I was really frustrated and really angry and tired. But you know what? I just had to let all of my anger and frustrations go and know that Jesus was going to provide. That if I just said, God, it's in your hands, and whatever happens, happens. I know that you're going to provide for me, and you're going to provide the resources that I need to get this floor done. And the next day, he brought in this different kind of flooring, and we rolled it out, and it was just easy as it could be, even though one of the teenagers cut it about 4 inches too short. But it worked, and it was a beautiful flooring. So I learned that sometimes if we're frustrated, we just have to hand it over to Jesus, and he'll take care of it for us. Will y'all pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for providing our every need. We love you. Amen.
Please remain standing for the reading of the Gospel. Today's reading is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, verses 22 through 33. Hear now the good news. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent his people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you, walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over to the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
On behalf of Main Street's Youth Group, welcome to Sakahatchee Sunday. This morning, you will be able to get a taste of what our Sakahatchee experience was like. This year, we went to two different camps. One was the West Metro Camp in Casey, South Carolina, on June 18th through the 25th, and the other camp was the Bamber Camp on July 9th through the 16th. Sakahatchee Summer Service is a pioneering servant ministry through the South Carolina United Methodist Conference, involving high school and college-age youth, adult community leaders, and persons of different cultures, in upgrading housing, motivating community cooperative efforts by helping persons to help themselves, and providing all participants with opportunities for spiritual growth and service. Many of our neighbors in South Carolina live in homes needing repair, and Jesus has called us to love our neighbor. South Carolina United Methodist youth need to experience Christian servanthood. In Luke, Jesus said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The week was not about building houses. It was about building relationships with the homeowner, our site members, and with God. As we continue with worship this morning, we hope that you will open your hearts to see God through us and to be a blessing to you. At this time, please welcome Michael and Madeline Johnson as they come to share their experience with us.
Good morning. I'm Michael Johnson. This is my daughter, Madeline. And we were able to attend the West Metro camp together this year, and this is our first time going. And the whole week from beginning to end was just amazing and very rewarding. It was just an awesome experience to have several groups of young people and adults come together and work together and build relationships to complete all these projects that we had to complete. And we were able to minister to a couple that lived into a trailer. And it was a two-bedroom trailer, and they had their grandkids and their daughter living with them. So it's a very confined space. And they were out without storage. And so on Wednesday, we had talked to our pastor of the church, and we were able to get a storage building. But when it came in as in a box and had to be assembled. So all day Thursday and half a day Friday, I was able to lead to get this building put together. And so, as Jessica said, we had to find a symbol through the week to bring back on Friday night to share with everybody. And so by Wednesday and Thursday, I had no idea what my symbol would be. And so on Friday morning, we were completing the storage building, and we had to refer to our instruction guide the whole time because it just came in a bunch of pieces, a bunch of screws. And so on Friday night, I carried back that instructional guide as my symbol. And I realized that as Christians, each day, we have an instruction guide for us to use, and it's God's word. And so like I said, the whole entire week was very awesome. And I will be going back, and I encourage anyone else who can go back to go back also.
One of the things that impacted me most was the last night, because it was like you had everyone together, and you also, like, every night after worship or between worship, you get in a group with your people that you work with in your house, and you talk about what you did that day and what you had to get done the next day. But the last night was the most emotional for me and for others, because you realized you had to leave the family that you worked with, and you also had to leave these people that you became a family with that you worked with. And so it was powerful, and worship was like you worshiped with all you had. And so I definitely look forward to going back next year, and it was a great experience, and it was a pleasure to go with the people I got to go with. Thank you.
I'm Kevin Bishop, and I had the distinct pleasure of being at Bamberg Camp this year for my fourth time at Bamberg. I had Greg Shelley, who's up right above me, and Kathy Kelly as well on my site from Greenwood. Kathy's not here this morning. But I also have the challenge of trying to relate to you what the experience of Sakahatchee is all about, which
with just a few notes is very difficult to do. I also have the challenge of trying to relate to you our homeowner, Miss Johnny Mae Duncan. And Greg's probably going to crack a few smiles, I'm sure, back there. But I brought the book that they give us with all the pictures in from the week of Salkehatchie in Bamberg. And there's a picture of Miss Johnny Mae, and it shows you her personality to the T. So if you get a chance, I've got it with me. I'll let you see it. They told us during the adult meeting that Johnny Mae was a comedian, and we found that out to be the truth. They told us that when they went to the house to tour the trailer to see if she would qualify and if she would be one of the houses we'd work on, she told them that she lived by herself, and she said, "I don't need a husband. I've been by myself all my life. I'm fine." But they noticed she had a chicken in a little coop behind her trailer, and she said, "My chicken is a different story. My chicken needs a husband because I need some eggs." And that kicked off the week. When they told us that, we just couldn't wait. Once we decided that we were going to work on her site, we just couldn't wait to go meet Johnny Mae. And I also say one other thing I want to share, what I brought up with me. We have talent night on Thursday night, and Greg and I just agonize each year over talent night. Because as a site leader, you really don't have much time. You're there 8 to 10 hours each day trying to keep the kids in order and trying to get a plan done. So we just kind of overlooked talent night, to be honest with you. So that we kept hearing everybody say, "You got to get Johnny Mae to tell you the turkey story." So I don't have time to tell it this morning, but I do have it on DVD if you want to see it. It is hilarious. And she's got a way of telling stories. She kept us in stitches the whole week. But through the week, Greg always does a good point in mentioning to the kids to take a few minutes during our breaks and talk with the homeowner. And we try to do it too as site leaders. We don't often get as much time as the kids do. But some of the kids took a minute or two during each day to sit down and talk with Miss Johnny. She was there during the whole process of her home being repaired. And one of the kids came to me and told me some history about Miss Johnny, and we knew that she'd had a rough life. We could tell that, you know, she'd had it pretty bad all through her life. But we didn't know one fact that we learned is she had a trailer, and to her it was the best thing in the world, and we did a lot of work on it. I won't go into that detail. But we found out before the trailer that Johnny Mae lived in a shack in the woods behind the house, behind where the trailer's set now. And the shack had no running water, no electricity, no heat, no cooling. And then we found out later on from the camp directors that Johnny Mae didn't even have a bed to sleep on. To make ends meet, she cleaned people's houses, and she told us that, she said, "I was just too proud to tell anybody I didn't have a bed." But she said that through her prayer and the prayers of folks in Bamberg, that she had humbled herself to ask for help, and we were the answer to her prayer in repairing her house. Like the other folks have said, the camp is not about repairing a house. It's not about working on houses. That's kind of a byproduct of what you're doing. It's about relationships, the relationship you build with your other team members on site, because you don't know anybody literally other than a handful that might come with you. And you don't know the kids. You don't know what their capabilities are, how they're going to respond to 102-degree heat every day. But it's also about the relationship with the homeowner and the relationship with the other camp members as well. But most importantly, it's about your relationship with Christ and how you can reflect Christ in the work that you do at the person's home and getting to know the homeowner as well. One other thing I want to mention in closing, we have a hardware store in Bamberg, the only hardware store in Bamberg, and the closest one other than that one is, if any of you folks have been to Bamberg, you might know, it's about an hour and a half away. So you get to know the folks at the Sanders Hardware Store, believe me. We make, how many trips, Greg? About 2 or 3 a day. Always needing one more piece of something. But one of the employees at Sanders had a young child. The baby's name was Zeta, and that's why I'm wearing this wristband, with a brain tumor. And the week that we were there, the family was traveling to Arizona, I think, or somewhere out of town, a good bit away. for surgery for the tumor, for the baby. So we had a prayer vigil each night at the end of our worship service to pray for Zita and to pray for other folks as well. But they used this wristband to sell as a fundraiser at the hardware store. So I picked one of these up the first day I was in there, and I had it on my wrist all week, and remembering to pray for Zita when I could, and also during the worship service. And I hate to say this, but I didn't even pay any attention to the Bible verse that's printed on this wristband. And I thought I would close with that because it kind of summarizes what Salkehatchee has meant to me in the 4 years I've been and why I will always continue to go back. It's found in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, a short verse, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And I'll just close with amen.
The affirmation of faith this morning is located in your bulletin. It is a statement of faith of the United Church of Canada. Let us stand together and affirm our faith. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.
You may be seated, and if you would turn in your bulletin to where it says Holy Communion. God in Christ breaks down the walls that make us strangers to ourselves and divide us from one another. We are the body of Christ. Around this table we enact our faith. The body broken is restored to wholeness, life blood poured out, bringing healing to our world. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and good to give you thanks, Almighty God. You poured out the Holy Spirit upon the disciples, teaching them the truth of your Son Jesus, empowering your church for its service, and uniting us as your holy people. Therefore, in all times and places, your people proclaim your glory in unending praise. Holy, holy, holy God, O God of time and space, all earth and sea and sky above bear witness to your grace. Hosanna in the highest heaven, creation sings your praise. And blessed is the Holy One who comes and bears your ways. We remember with joy the grace by which you created all things and made us in your own image. We rejoice that you called a people in covenant to be a light to the nations. Yet we rebelled against your will. In spite of the prophets and pastors sent to us, we continue to break your covenant in the fullness, In the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to save us, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of your favored one, Mary. Sharing our life, he reconciled us to your love. At the Jordan, your Spirit descended upon him, anointing him to preach the good news of your reign. He healed the sick and fed the hungry, manifesting the power of your compassion. He sought out the lost and broke bread with sinners. Witnessing the fullness of your grace, we beheld his glory. On the night before he died for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread and offered it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And taking the cup again, he gave thanks to you, shared the cup with his disciples, and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Drink from this, all of you. This is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." And after the meal, our Lord was arrested, abandoned by his followers and beaten. He stood trial and was put to death on a cross. Having emptied himself in the form of a servant and being obedient even to death, he was raised from the dead and exalted as Lord of heaven and earth. Through him you bestowed the gift of your Spirit, uniting your church, empowering its mission, and leading us into new creation you have promised. Gracious God, we celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Grant that in praise and thanksgiving, we may be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight, and that our lives may proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died and Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Sing, Christ has died and Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed as a body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood. As the grain and the grape, once dispersed in the field, are now united on this table in bread and wine, so may we and all your people be gathered from every time and place into the unity of your eternal household and feast at your table forevermore. Through Christ, with Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen, amen, O Holy One, Hosanna and amen. Amen, amen, O Holy One, Hosanna and amen. And now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The bread we break is the bread of life.
And the cup we share is a cup of promise. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. As we prepare to commune together, I would remind you that if you are here and you are not of the fellowship of this church, but if your heart, as John Wesley said, is as our heart, you are more than invited to come and to receive. The Sakahatchee workers will be helping me this morning to dispense the elements. And I would remind you that if you would like to come after you have received the elements and eaten and like to kneel at the altar, you are more than invited. We will be participating in communion by intention. And if you happen to put a piece of bread in your mouth, please just keep it in your mouth. We'll give you another piece of bread. Don't take it out and put it back in the cup, please. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, give it to you. Join with me, please, in praying the prayer following communion and also the benediction that is a responsive benediction. Praying together, O God, we thank you for uniting us by baptism in the body of Christ and by this meal, filling us with joy and hope. Grant that in the days ahead, our lips which have sung your praises may speak the truth. Our eyes which have seen your love may look with compassion on the needs of the world. Our hands which have held the bread and cup may be active in your service. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Please join me in the responsive benediction found in your bulletin. O Church of God, united we have a mission.
To make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
O people of God, we have a vision.
To ignite and sustain a passionate spiritual relationship with Christ among all people.
O brothers and sisters, we have one great value at the core of our being.